This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has dug into his record collection once again and come up with The Remains. The four members of this rock group got together when they were students at Boston University. The Remains were the opening act for some of the most popular 60s groups, but outside of Boston, they seldom made it to the top of the bill.
'65 was a year when it looked like rock and roll had unlimited possibilities. The Beatles had expanded the form on their album Rubber Soul, and the Rolling Stones were right behind them, dabbling with protest music in a song called Satisfaction and writing a ballad for string quartet called As Tears Go By. In America, the time was right for the emergence of a new kind of rock and roll, or several, and it was happening. In New York, Bob Dylan rehearsed his electric band in preparation for the Newport Folk Festival. In L.A., Jim McGuinn was struggling through his first recording session using a bunch of studio musicians instead of his band, the Byrds. And in Boston, the Remains were sitting on pins and needles, waiting for their first album to be released. Why Do I Cry was one of the cuts on that album, a record that should have put The Remains on the map, but it didn't. The Remains were phenomenal. They could write songs with the musical sophistication of the Beatles, and they could play guitars in a way that combined the virtuosity of folk music with the toughness of rock and roll, much like the Byrds were trying to do. They had bratty, Stones-like vocals and, thanks to their recording contract with Epic Records, access to some of the finest studios in the country. So what went wrong?
On how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. The truth is the light.
The light is the way.
The less folks know,
the less they know,
the more they have to say.
Don't Look Back was their only hit, and it was only a hit in Boston. In those days, regional hits were all very well for regional labels, but Epic, a division of CBS, needed something a little more powerful. Convinced perhaps a little too quickly that the band wasn't the Beantown Beatles, Epic soon forgot about them and finally dropped them entirely. Despite opening for the Rolling Stones in 1965 and doing the entire last Beatles tour the next year, the remains never caught on. Songs like Thank You had the sound of the times down pat, but maybe the remains were ahead of their times. They broke up in 1967, just as a host of San Francisco bands who weren't half as good started making headlines. Eventually, their guitarist, Barry Tashian, wound up in Emmylou Harris's band, and the rest of them? Well, who knows? In this business, it's best to take their advice. Don't look back.
Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.